to a special episode of the West Life Podcast as sponsored by MG Pump Solutions. And as always, check us out on the socials at West Life Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Support the show if you wish at patreon.com/West Life. A few of our patrons have added a few questions to today's guest, who, as you may already know, is a fast becoming fan favourite and who I think will be captain of the West Tigers before too long. It's none other than Adam Dwahey. So without further ado, let's get into our chat with Adam. Random question to start off with. The pronunciation of your name. So obviously, Dewey, but yeah. My wife tells me that it's actually Dwahey. That's how I've been pronouncing it in the show. Can you confirm that I've been saying it correctly? Is that
Dwahey is the correct way. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I guess I've grown up with both people saying both of them. We haven't really settled with one. So yeah, no, but Dwahey is correct.
Ah, awesome. Because correctly. Yeah. And and then when the commentators say Dewey, I'm like, well, maybe goes as well. But you prefer either way is fine.
Either way is fine.
Ah, cool. Speaking about family, obviously, family is a big thing for you guys. I know I've seen your family getting around the crowd. They kind of sit near us sometimes in the premium seating. There's always a huge when we can actually go to the footy for that. But how the family been in terms of helping getting to where you are? They've been a big part of it, obviously.
Obviously, grew up with two brothers, and we liked to play sport at a young age. And obviously, used to literally drive us everywhere and anywhere whenever we wanted to. So I guess they've always been supportive of me, and been at a game or chosen to play a sport or something, they've always backed me and given me the support I need. And so obviously my mom and we're a pretty tight-knit family, so yeah, that meant a lot to me.
Yeah, that's awesome. You can definitely tell that too. Like, I can see jerseys and there's I'm not sure if it's what family member it is. I always see she's got a little white jersey with her on the back, like supporting
My sister.
It's really cool.
She loves it.
So I have a few what's called a subscribe and throw us a little bit of money to support the show, and I've let them ask a few questions. So I'll start with, so Will Sinclair, he's asked, firstly, can you pass on that Adam's a legend? So that's a good way to start. He said, just talking about Madge and the kind of the media has been pretty harsh on him of late, and he just kind of would like to know, like, in terms of changing around your position. I know you said today in the media that you prefer to play 5'8", and just what it's like playing with Madge and that sort of relationship that you have with him.
Yeah, so obviously out of school, Madge signed me, I guess, from the Tigers to South at that time, and obviously saw something in me back then. And then when he left and came to Tigers, I sort of always had my eye on Tigers, and it is my junior club, and I've always wanted to come back here and play here. And when I was on the ad at South, Madge was sort of one of the first ones to ring up and call me and ask me if I was interested in coming back. And there was no hesitation from me. I knew what Madge was like as a coach and as a person. And I guess two big things he drives is hard work and discipline. And I feel as those two areas I'm pretty good at. And I like the style he coaches, and he doesn't ask too much of us. And he's a very caring coach about his players and works hard. So, I enjoy being coached under him. And yeah, just wish we could have got a few better results, I guess, this year.
Yeah, you can definitely, you mentioned that, like, the care for his players. You could definitely, in terms of watching the documentary with you boys, like, in the sheds and stuff, he does seem like he has that pretty good. I mean, do you feel that he has that player bond much more than other coaches that you've played under? Like, is he?
Yeah, for sure. He knows. Yeah, he knows we're not just footy players, and people are families, and circumstances go on, I guess, off the field. And Players might not turn up in the happiest of moods or whatever, and he just asks each player to come in every day and strip in on the field and in the gym when they have to, and yeah, just relax and build relationships off the field, and yeah, so yeah, he's very good in that sense, I guess.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because I know West Tigers fans, we're starting to, we've got a bit of a disdain for the media at the moment, just the stuff they seem to throw at the team, and it just seems to be all like just crap made up pretty much. So it's good to hear that, yeah, we're pretty much accurate with that thought. Yeah. Righto, Aaron, he said, congrats on the win and your individual awesome individual performance. He says, how did discussions around you, you've kind of touched on this already, but how did discussions around you coming back to the Tigers start? And what was the process like for you, knowing there was a chance you could return to your junior club?
Yeah, as I said, Madge was sort of one of the first ones to, I guess, reach out to me when I was on the out at South. And as I said, you always sort of want to go back to your junior club. And I was a Tigers fan growing up, so I guess in the future, I always wanted to eventually come back and play for the club. And I didn't think it'd happen as soon as it has, to be honest. But yeah, as I said, once Madge spoke to me, I sort of didn't really want to look at any other clubs, and I knew Madge here. I played with Haddock's club before, and knew a few of the other boys in the squad here, so I was in constant touch with them. And yeah, as I said, I've played under Madge before and know what he's like, and know what the club's like. And I'm a local from the area, and I'm a junior from the club, so yeah, I was never looking back on it.
Yeah, that's good to hear, because it's pretty rare for players to kind of play for their junior, not only their junior club, but the team that they grew up following, and to have that, you can definitely tell that out on field. I know the fans definitely notice the you kind of have that extra emotion when it comes to the result. Whether that's just personality compared to the other boys, but you seem to really like a loss really hits you next level hard, and a win, like your fist pump to the crowd and that sort of thing. Like, so the results obviously mean a lot to you, more than obviously just a job, as some people put it.
Yeah, of course. I'm a pretty passionate and competitive person, and I guess hate losing. And yeah, I guess I have a real care factor for this club, and I want to see it succeed. And yeah, I guess it does hurt me a fair bit when we don't lose and we don't get the results we're after. So yeah.
So Aaron, he asked, he said, congrats on the win and your awesome individual performance on the weekend. Sorry, no, that was the last one. Sorry, on the Ray. Congrats to Adam on a sterling game. Love to hear what Adam feels. What are your skills in terms compared to Brooksy, and in terms of how you complement each other, obviously when playing together in the halves? Is there anything that you feel that you do stronger and that he does stronger, and you kind of work around bringing the best out of each other?
Yeah, I guess I feel as though we complement each other fairly well. He's sort of the halfback, and I guess steers the ship and tells the middles where to go and organises the sort of middle third of the field, and tells the middles where to get to. And I'm sort of that second receiver on both edges, and me along with Dano have continuous dialogue, I guess, with our edges, and telling them where we want them and what plays we want to put on with them. So yeah, I guess I'm more of that. I guess second hand in attack, and Brooksy looks after that middle third, and me and Dano sort of put the plays on out wide and try and get some tries for our edges.
One thing people have said a bit about Brooksy when they criticise him, they say that he seems to be a bit quiet. But one thing that, going back to the documentary again, he does seem like he's very much a leader that goes understated. Would that be correct in saying?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, he's definitely not. He's maybe a bit quiet off the field, but when it comes to talking footy or steering the ship or telling players where to go, he's definitely not quiet in that sense. And yeah, as I said, I'll just take a backward step and let him do all the talking on the field, and he's telling people where to go and stuff, and it makes a clear message for the team, and they all follow him, and we just listen to him. So
Okay, a question from one of my co-hosts, Rob Bishara. I believe you know Rob's son. He tells me. So his question is, in terms of goal kicking, what's your practice routine like? Like, how often do you practice that, and how do you go about that? Like, do you go front, sideline, other spots, that sort of thing? Do you have like a routine
Yeah,
with it?
depending on the turnaround between games, I usually do maybe a dozen to two dozen after I guess most field sessions, and after captain's run, I sort of got a set routine where I kick two from sort of every main position in the field and start from two in front, and then work out sort of 5 meters each side and try and nail them from every position. So yeah, just depending on the turnaround between games, I like to sort of have two big sessions, sort of 24 kicks in both sessions, and then if I can sneak a few more in on the other days, I'll try and do so.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any like routine in terms of when you're going to kick it? Is there a lot of goal kickers kind of have like a superstition, like with their arms, or do you tell yourself, have something going through your head or something, trying to block out the crowd as well? Is that
Yeah, I
part
guess every goal kicker has sort of a process. I've got a process I go through, and I find breathing and slowing down the breath, especially after, I guess, I've scored a try or something, your
Yep.
adrenaline and heart rate's pretty high, and you try and bring that down through a few breathing techniques I've used, and it seems to help me. And yeah, I guess every kicker has their process, and I sort of stick to the same process no matter where the kick is.
I find that it's almost similar to golf, isn't it? Really, just kind of trying to get that repetition. I say that I'm saying this to a professional rugby league player, and I need to goal kicked in bloody lower grade rugby in Sydney. But I was a goal kicker myself, but I find, yeah, it's very similar to golf. In A, it's very frustrating when you don't hit the ball in the right way. But yeah, the consistency on, and I suppose it's so hard goal kicking too, unlike golf, where you hit a ball, hit a ball, hit a ball. Like you said, you score a try, and then all of a sudden you've got to get your breath back down. You've got one shot, and you might only have a few shots per game. But do you like the pressure of being the goal kicker, having that role?
Yeah, I guess, yes, yeah, it's not about liking the pressure. You just got to, I guess, accept it and know it's there. And if you worry too much about the outcome, then I guess the kick isn't going to go as good as you want it to. So you can't look and look at the scoreboard and think about that stuff. You just have to treat every kick like it's, I guess, important. And I try not to look at outcomes or stuff like that and just stick to, I guess, the present and try and nail the kick first and then worry about that stuff after.
So when we spoke to Sean Bloor early in the season, he was we spoke to him, I believe it was just as the season had just started, and he said in the off season there was just a real good feeling around the club. So like the comp there was a lot of confidence heading around the club, and I know a lot of the players have spoken about that, especially leading into the season. So like, do you feel like the wins that we've had against, like Penrith Dragons, Broncos on the weekend, like, does that feel to you guys more like the team that you guys expect to be? It's a weird sort of question, but yeah, like my point is, are those games kind of felt like what you guys thought you'd be in the off season?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess losing never helps, and you would never go into a season thinking we're going to lose X amount of games or win X amount of games. You go in to try and win every game, and I guess there's been a few sort of tired and disappointing losses we have had this year, and yeah, I guess so. The wins we've had, we've not expected them, but I guess confidence is a big part, and when you start losing games, the belief in the change room and the confidence does go down. It's just the human nature. So yeah, we've sort of seen this bubble up here in Brisbane as a second chance for us, and the boys should take a lot of confidence out of how we performed last week against the Broncos, and yeah, hopefully take it in to this week against Manly.
We seem to play pretty well in Brisbane for whatever reason. I don't know if it's coincidence or not. Is there something, has that been mentioned at all amongst the team that the last few times you've played in Brisbane has been some of our best games in recent years, or is it just pure coincidence?
No, just coincidence, to be honest. I haven't really mentioned it.
So, like, it's not like the weather's a bit warmer, so you can throw the ball around a bit more?
No, there's nothing
to that?
No, nothing to that.
Just one of those stupid things that us fans, our superstitions that we talk about. I mean, beyond the fans, some of the experts, like, just in terms of the media saying things, because they have, like I said earlier, as fans, we're like so sick of, we seem like the West Tigers seem to get like almost picked on more than any other team, or maybe that's kind of just how we're seeing it because we're kind of the fans and we see the West Tigers stuff before anything else. But like as players, like, can it be distracting, or is it just, do you guys kind of laugh off a lot of the stuff?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess we're a pretty big club in Sydney. We cover a fair few different regions, I guess, in the Sydney area. And we haven't made final. We've got the biggest finals drought in the competition. So when the club's losing, I guess fans aren't happy. And obviously the media are going to be into us every now and then when we're not getting the results we're after. So we know that comes along with our job. And we've got passionate fans. And I guess so they should jump up and down when we're not getting the results we're after. And I guess until that happens, it's going to keep happening.
Without giving, you're obviously not going to give away any secrets, but is there anything you can say where the team needs to improve to get more wins from your point of view?
Oh, it's easily our defence. We always talk about our defence internally and how to improve it. And I guess the past few weeks we've put in a few different systems and standards that we're aiming to get to. And I think we took a big step last week against Broncos, and there are a few new combos out wide and through the middle, and we're still trying to get used to, I guess, playing with each other and knowing what each player does inside and outside of us. And but I feel that, as long as we can keep improving our defence, our attack's not going to be our issue, I guess.
So, like, I was going to, you kind of hit on it already. I said the players kind of playing in different positions. So is it just a matter of, like, a bit of communication that improves defence? Because obviously you're all professional footballers and you're at the top of the league. So obviously you're all defenders. Is it just kind of the team, communication with each other that's kind of let you guys down?
Communication is a big one, obviously, with new combos and stuff. And also new players have different sort of habits that I guess they've had. And it's about players finding out what their habits are and how to have that trust to know that the inside player's going to come and help us and work out to the sideline. It's just different habits and communication, I guess.
How is it defending in terms of the six again rule? Like, is it like obviously back to back and long, like just longer times in defence as we had like pre the six again rule? Like, does that really make defence harder? Like, that's a pretty obvious question, but what's it like when the referee just hammers you with six agains and you've got to defend?
Yeah, it's obviously tougher. If you're making 10 to 12 tackles, I guess, in a set, it's a tough set. And then on the flip side, it affects your attack because there is so much, I guess, fatigue put into us after them back-to-back sets. But, we sort of train for it. And some days we train with 12 men and in the defence line, or make the opposition do 20 plays against us at training and to try and absorb the pressure and get that feel what it's going to be like in the game. But obviously the six again rule has come to put some fatigue into teams, and the more disciplined you can be, the, I guess, more fluent and more energy you can have, I guess, in attack and defence.
So do you feel like the momentum of the game, it seems like there's not just in West Tigers games, a lot of games, the six again just creates such momentum in the game. And I feel like a few games this year, the games kind of got away with us and just that small little period of a game, we've almost looked like the better team for 70 minutes, and it's like 10 minutes where I just, yeah, a few six agains and that sort of thing has seen a few tries get put on, we kind of on the back foot. Would you say that's accurate? Like how you feel a lot of the games?
Yeah, my foot is, especially this year, momentum's sort of a big thing, and it's very hard once a team does have momentum to try and put a stop on that, and it's sort of trying to find ways how to stop a team when they've got momentum, and also on the flip side, when you've got momentum, how to make the most of it and ice as many opportunities as you can. Like if you look at the weekend and put some work into the Broncos in the second half and then sort of carried that momentum in the last sort of 15 to 20 minutes, and we saw the rewards we can have when we complete Hawaii and keep that momentum. So with the way the game's going at the moment, it's sort of a team who's making the most out of the chances when they do have the momentum with them, and icing them opportunities when they come up.
Do you think it's like with the new rules, like beyond the six again rule, has it taken a fair bit of adjusting? I know everyone obviously plays with the same rules, but like it's obviously changes a lot in terms of strategy, that sort of thing. Do you think a lot of teams are still kind of learning how to get the most out of the new rules, and that's kind of the teams at the top are kind of using them a bit better, or do you think it's just it's still footy and it's the way it is?
I guess so. I guess that could be a theory, but yeah, I'm not too sure. It's something we're going to have to adapt to and get used to, because they are the new rules and that's the way the game's going. So yeah.
A friend of yours obviously came back in the club last couple of years, Robbie Farah. What's it like having Robbie around the team, and what is his role, or how big a role does he have, with not just yourself but with the team at the club?
Yeah, pretty big, to be honest. I've got a pretty close connection with him, and love to play with him, and know what he's like as a player on the field, and how hard it works, and how much care factor he does have for the club. And he's been in the coaching staff now and comes in to do some specialist training with us halves and hookers during the week, and runs our blue shirt on the field, and he's that extra voice for us on the field, and always into us and telling us the stuff he sees and where he can help us. So he's a big plus for us, and we enjoy having him around.
Yeah, so we're at the moment sitting 2 points out of the top eight and still seven games remaining. Obviously, making the finals is always the goal, and it's still a big possibility. Is the playing group still, like, I know the cliche is like taking it one week at a time, and all you can do is keep winning, but obviously the boys have their eyes in the top eight and like roaring the last seven games.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. We haven't really mentioned it too much, to be honest, but we've sort of taken, as I said earlier, this sort of bubble up here as a second chance for us, and sort of restart the season and break it down into 7 weeks that we've got left. And we're 1-for-1 at the moment, and we think go back to back this week, and we still got momentum before and ride the momentum and play with some confidence and back ourselves. I guess the destiny's in our own hands. We've got a pretty, I guess, good draw on the way coming home, and reversing teams that are all around us. So if we want to be genuine contenders, we're going to have to beat the teams that we're up against going into the finals. So, we're not looking too far ahead at the moment, but, it's obviously definitely still a big chance.
Okay, I'll do one last footy question, then I'll do a couple of fun non-footy questions to finish. So it's pretty adamant across the fan base, from what I can see through talking to other fans and social media sort of thing, that you should really be the next captain of the West Tigers. Has that been spoken about at all, or is it a desire of yours? Would you love to captain the club one day?
No, it's never been spoken about, to be honest. I don't think it should be spoken about at the moment, but I'm in the leadership group this year, and if they were to ask me to be captain of the club, I'm obviously not going to say no, and I'd obviously take it with both hands and love doing it. So I feel as though I've got some really good leadership qualities, and if that chance does come up, I'm definitely not going to turn it down. And obviously love the club and like being a leader. So if it was to happen, I'd definitely take it.
I say that with all respect to Jimmy Charmo, but I'm just, you're a little bit younger than him. So, I mean, kind of down the track, once he does decide, to hang up the boots. So, a couple of fun, just basically your favourite things away from footy. So, favourite food or favourite meal?
Maccas.
Maccas, any Maccas burger or anything in particular?
24 nuggets.
24. Now you smash them pretty easy after a
Yeah,
game.
easily.
Do you guys? I always see on the social media, you boys seem to head to the fast food, the day after the game. Is that when the kind of your dietitians basically let you unleash as
They
many
sort of put in
calories
the
as
sheds
possible?
because you don't really have a big appetite after games, and sort of the smell of foods like pizzas and burgers makes you a bit hungry after the game, and they're the sort of best foods to try and get your weight back up after games, and make you eat them.
Have you had a crack? They bring out it's a 48 pack or something sometimes. Have you had a crack at that?
Nah, that's too much.
The skin folds might
Yeah,
be affected
exactly.
then. Do you have like a outside of McDonald's, is there a favorite restaurant or something that you like to go to?
Yeah, grew up right like it.
Grew up, beautiful. Is that what cuisine
Sort of
is that?
Italian
Italian?
cuisine,
Okay,
yeah.
have to check that out. My wife's Italian, so I might. Might have
There
a date night there one night. Favorite movie, if you can, or
Favorite
movies.
movie, The Pursuit of Happiness.
With Will Smith. Yeah. And favorite TV show.
Favorite TV show. Money Heist.
Money Heist. Is that on? I haven't heard of that
Yeah,
one. Is that on
Netflix.
Netflix?
Yeah.
Is that like? It sounds like it's about robbers,
Money.
like,
Yeah.
yeah. I'll check that one out. Add it to the list. Who's your favorite sports person growing up? Doesn't necessarily just have to be rugby league.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Well,
Yeah.
it shows how young you are. I'm going to say Cristiano Ronaldo is still playing, but but so you're big into the soccer.
Yeah, I like my soccer.
Do you have a Premier League team?
Yeah, Liverpool.
Liverpool. Obviously, same as. Did Robbie get you into that, or just coincidence?
Not really, to be honest.
Why Liverpool?
Well, I just grew up supporting him. My godfather goes for him, and
Okay.
yeah.
What about in other sports? Do you have any favorite teams in American sports? I know Sean mentioned he was a Philly 76ers fan. Are you?
I'm a big LeBron fan, so probably the Lakers.
Okay, that's a shame. I'm a big Denver Nuggets fan, but I'm glad that the Lakers didn't make it as far as we did this year, albeit by
Exactly.
one series. Music. So, favorite band or artist to listen to?
Pop Smoke.
Pop Smoke. Is that? I haven't even heard.
Rap and R&B.
Okay. Is that kind of a pre-game ritual? You listen to
Nah,
that sort of
I
thing,
don't
or?
listen to any music before the game, to be honest.
Oh, really? So it's
Yeah.
weird. Yeah, you see some players in the sheds with headphones, kind of
Yeah, no,
dancing
I'm
that
not
sort
like
of thing.
that. Nah.
Are you more of like I wouldn't say meditating, but just kind of so
Yeah, I
you can
just
be a
like to
bit more
relax.
quiet?
I take my notebook to the game and sort of read some notes. I don't, yeah, just like to get myself mentally ready like that.
Yeah, I guess everyone, like obviously there'd be some boys in the sheds that have all
Yeah.
got different routines and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Favorite thing to do outside of footy when we can
I
actually do things.
play the PlayStation.
What
I'm a
games do you
big
like to?
FIFA player.
Okay. Did you get the take the PlayStation up to the bubble?
Yeah. So I've just been sitting on that.
Yeah, right. A lot of the boys would be into FIFA. Does it get pretty
Yeah.
heated playing FIFA against each other?
A lot of the boys play them shooting games as well, Call of Duty and Fortnite. I'm not really into them, so I'll just play
Yeah.
online
Yeah,
FIFA.
I've only got a PS4 at the moment, but yeah, sports games, sports and racing. I suck at the first person shooter games. I'm the same.
Yeah.
I can't play them. Find them too hard. Rather just kind of tune out with 2K or Madden or FIFA. Yeah, I'm the same.
Yeah.
Last one, favorite. Oh, I kind of already hit on this already. So favorite sporting team outside of rugby league, it's probably Liverpool.
Yeah, Liverpool.
In terms of the soccer, did you watch any of the the Euro Cup and that sort of thing.
Yeah, I was going for Belgium, but yeah, they didn't go as good as I thought.
Why Belgium? Is there a bit of a link to Belgium?
No, not really. Just like the players, Lukaku, Hazard, De Bruyne. I'm a big fan of Kevin De Bruyne, so yeah, I like Belgium.
Yep. Oh, Adam, thanks heaps for your time coming on the Westlife podcast. I hope, yeah, hope your boys are well relaxed and enjoying as much as you can in the bubble up there.
No worries. Cheers, mate. Thanks for having me.